We are back with Ladies Night, Season 2, Episode 8. This is your girl, Lauren Enchanted, here with Miss Lexi Lex and Miss Nika Neek. Giving you more Ladies Night. This week, we are having the discussion about the question I think we always get asked. Why are you single?
Dun, dun, dun.
Right.
I hate it with a passion.
But before we get into that, you guys can follow us on Instagram at Ladies Night Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Ladies Night PC. Find us on Facebook at Ladies Night Podcast. We are on iTunes, Podomatic, and we just got on SoundCloud, so you can now find us on SoundCloud. We're really excited about that. We are coming up in the game.
We love y'all. We see y'all tuning in. We so appreciate it.
Right?
We do. We do. Y'all so dedicated.
Okay, as we try to be. So before we get into our Why Are You Single topic, we do have a few little celebrity news things going on. So today was declared National Escape Day, which is exciting because we all love escape.
I know you're my lead. Let me stop.
Right.
Who can I run to? I can't hit the notes.
Right. It was coming.
I can't hit the notes.
I was like, who's going
to
try that?
I leave that to the sisters. Leave that to them.
Right, but we definitely love Escape. They were definitely a 90s baby staple, even an 80s baby staple.
Right, if I don't remember any group, I remember my mom listening to Escape.
Yes, Escape was everything.
Kiki used to be my song when I was little.
Yeah, Kiki. I always loved Understanding. Understanding gets me in a place.
Kiki was My Little Secret was probably my song. As young as I was, me and my friends used to belt that out. Just, I don't know what it was about that one.
You know what it was? Because it was innocence. We didn't know what we were singing about, but we just know we liked it.
You knew it wasn't
right.
Right.
You knew it wasn't right.
Ooh, I like this.
Right. It just all good. As they say, our loins was on fire.
Right. Something was going on, but me and my best friend Sherelle at the time, we used to tear up some Escape, and we would be singing that song, girl. Just gone.
You know, for the longest, I did not realize I had to really like listen and watch videos. I did not know that Candy was that high of a soprano. You know that
high note.
That's her hitting that note.
Yes,
I girl. Said,
yes, hunky.
Candy girl.
Right?
Candy got that paper.
Mm-hmm. She got that paper and that voice. Well, she used to have that voice.
Yeah. You know, little vocal coaching, I'm sure they'll be all right for the tour.
Right. That's a tour I would pay for.
I would. Me too.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, if y'all went, I would go with you, but.
I mean, just because I like Candy and just because I like Escape in general.
And I like Tiny too.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. true. Tiny's
just,
cool people.
That would just be a whole nostalgic moment. I would just love it.
So moving right along. Our dear friend Meek Mill look like he about to have to go away
Hold
for
up,
2 years. Right.
He ain't finished. I don't know. He might be. We'll see.
I hope not. I just want Mill to get the W. But yeah.
He's been taking L's.
L's.
Yes.
Like, first Nikki.
Yeah, Drake came at you, then you lost your woman. Now you about to go to jail for 2 years.
Two to four. Maybe four.
But you know, it's a couple of rappers losing right now because Lil Kodak, baby, he about to go to jail. And he's only 20.
Yeah, he's
I'm
a baby.
Still stuck on that. He is only 20.
But he acts like a 20-year-old.
Now that you say that and I think about the crazy stuff that he gets on
the comments about don't like dark-skinned women. He don't want nobody's dark
skin. He black as midnight.
Because you can't break them down. I'm like, boy, you barely...
You can go to jail for that one.
Right.
Y'all don't like to hear about black men in jail, but you can go and go to jail for that. you don't love us, so
he's just a baby.
He is. For sexual assault at the Comfort Inn and Suites. What are you doing at the Comfort Inn, Kodak?
Right, well, no,
first
comfortable
of all,
about that.
First of all, the Comfort Inn.
You couldn't be at a Marriott?
At the least.
a Hilton.
This is true.
A
He's
Sheraton.
Young. He ain't got no taste, I guess.
He got money.
The Ritz. Don't take like something.
It don't take a rocket scientist to know that money equals the best hotel room.
This is true. And you probably wouldn't have caught that charge. But moving right along. Real Housewives of Atlanta came back last night. I didn't get to watch it, but Lex did. I'm so excited. Lex, what's the tea?
Yes. So I am a avid Real Housewives of Atlanta watcher since the season 1. And we are now in season 10.
You remember Deshawn from season 1?
Deshawn.
She was such a sweetheart, but she's not on there anymore. Yeah. She got booted. She was boring. That's probably why you don't remember
Yes. There's been a lot of changes over the years. So officially, the season 10 cast is We have Kenya Moore, who is now married. She's now Mrs. Daly, hunty.
Yeah, right. Done twirled into a ring.
Well, then, you know what? She happy. Sheree Whitfield has actually been giving interviews saying that she is much happier now that she's married. She's probably because she's getting someone on the ring.
Okay. Sheree?
No, no. Since King has been married, Sheree is saying that King is nicer. She's probably because she's getting some on the regular.
She's not
as mean. She's not antagonizing folk as much. Yeah. Like, she's actually very pleasant. And you know, her and Kenya got into it last season, calling each other, okay, bitch.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. We also have Portia, as we all know, that big fiasco with Portia, Phaedra, and Candy last season.
Right, I'm sick of Portia. I'm ready for her to go, too.
I don't understand how she didn't... you know what? Because that'll take too long. Just pray for Portia, girl. Just pray for her. We also have, of course, Miss Candy Burris is back. And after Real Housewives, because we were talking about Escape, Escape has their show that comes on right after Real Housewives. So if you want to tune into that, Escape fans. We have, of course, Miss Sheree Whitfield is back. And Miss Nene Leakes and Cynthia, who is newly single.
Right. What's going on?
Fabulous. Yes. So her and Peter got their divorce, as we all know from last season. She had her 50 Shades of Cynthia. Everyone had to come dressed up as versions of Cynthia. It was really dope.
How self-centered can you be?
But it was dope. Right? It was dope, though.
It's cute, but it is kind of
me.
But honestly, that was dope because Cynthia slays.
Yeah.
You're a model. She stays slaying. She's done so many different looks. Like, no matter what she does, she slays. So that would actually really be fun. Like, Portia, she had on the Afro wig. Nene did the headscarf with the
floating outfit. If your friends are fun, they could even poke a little fun at you that way.
Yeah, Candy won her contest that she had. Candy did one of her model shoots where they had, like, the old school, like, 50 sweetheart bralette bodysuit in the hair and cans as rollers. It was really cute.
I can't wait to watch it.
And as we all know, as we've been, you know, seeing on the social media, Miss Kim Zolciak will be making some appearances, as well as Miss Eva Marcel this season.
What?
It's told to be very interesting. I've actually just saw today that it's rumored Eva Marcel might have a peach for season 11. Who knows? But yeah, it's gonna be a good one. So as the first premiere episode, Nene and Portia got some beef, but apparently Portia mad from 2 years ago when, you know, Portia was trying to fight everybody. And Nene was like, hey girl, you can't be putting your hands on everybody. Like, people ain't gonna work with you, your brain gonna get messed up. And Portia felt some type of way that she did it.
Hold on, can we pause? I saw a video of Portia singing at like a show she had.
Portia can sing?
You know, she
she needs some training.
She
was struggling a little bit.
She's a little pitchy.
But she definitely has, she got a voice though. Like, it's not like she can't hold a note.
We all learned to sing in front of the crowds. You know?
She might have more of a choir voice.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
I'm kind of sad that Nene is back. I do not like Nene.
Austin, you said you thought she
was. I didn't really care for Nene either. She was. And plus, she's just too old for all that hating. And
I really don't care for Cynthia either. She's a weak duck.
not a weak duck.
I just feel like she does not have a mind of her own.
See, I like Cynthia. I feel like she will just like try not to put herself in drama. I feel like she just takes a step back and is just like, I'm gonna let y'all do that,
right?
And then when y'all get done, I'll still be
your friend. Cause she pop off and cut up too. Cause when her and Portia got in the fight on the boat, she had her hand going. I said, oh,
right. But Portia's weak, you know. I guess she was just picking on somebody her own size, but.
I would just say, I mean, out of all of them, I do love Candy. I like Sheree too, as she called herself, the bone carriage. If I have a bone, I'm going to drop it.
Y'all going to give me
bones today.
Miss Shaver.
Yeah, so as of right now, Nene and Portia are the main ones with beef with this whole Portia Sandy thing. Nene said that she thinks she should be fired, and Nene was saying, I did not say the word fired. She was described from when the Watch What Happens Live interviews with Andy Cohen. She was saying that she was basically on shade of her and Phaedra, calling them freaking fraud, and feels like they were declassifying the show.
A lot of them declassify the show.
But I mean, if I had to say,
Kenya crazy.
Girl, now see, Kenya be the one I'd be like, I can't get with her all the time. I just be like, she get on my nerves. But hopefully now with this new marriage, I can actually like her. Because she has her moments where she's cool and then there's just moments I just like, girl.
Everybody got a little crazy in them.
They do.
Everybody got a
little crazy. And Nene too. There's I'm an Aries. So. There's moments where I like Nene, yeah, and there's moments like, okay, Nene, you doing Shut too up. Much. Like, doing the most. But yes, it should be an interesting season, to say the least. I'm excited. Well, I get my little sophisticated ratchet fix.
Right, I'm excited too. I can't wait to watch it. I don't know why I like this show, but I do. Probably just for Candy, and just because I just like to see what's going on. Especially now that Phaedra's gone, I will like it even more because she was kind of phony.
And I mean,
that's fake prayer cloth.
Very phony.
I think correct. I like it because as much as they fight, they don't fight nearly as much as they do on Love and Hip Hop. But
true.
I mean,
true.
Right, and it's a different type of fighting.
I live for the shade. I really do. I just live for the comebacks and the clapbacks.
Yeah, I'm ready for Married to Medicine for the shade because they throw the best shade.
They do throw the shade on shows to me.
I'm going to pick that up this season.
You need to.
Yes, so I really need to. It's hilarious.
Speaking of Married to Medicine, it is that time of year where everybody is getting flu shots. I took Country to the doctor a few weeks ago and they offered me to get her a flu shot. And I was just like, you know what? I think we're going to pass on the flu shot. She was already getting caught up on vaccines, so I was just like, it's going to be too many shots in one day. Plus, I've never got a flu shot, and I just feel like it might be somewhat unnecessary. But do you guys let your kids get flu shots?
I let my kids get flu shots this year. Well, Mahari anyway, but my kids stay sick all the time, so, I mean, what's the worst that could happen besides them getting sick again? But,
right.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to say, I've had Terrence do his basic vaccinations. I have no problem with a flu shot. I got a flu shot when I was pregnant with him because I was pregnant
Didn't they make you?
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, they did try to. They were like, oh, and she'll get a flu shot today. Like, I'm like, y'all wasn't going to ask me. Y'all was just going to throw it on the
well,
roster.
I think because a flu shot is considered on the basic level versus all the other vaccinations. You know, I mean, there's 1,511 vaccinations. Like, when I went to Africa, I had to get one for polio. I had to get a typhoid, hepatitis B. Right. And then it was like, here's a, like 50 more you can get. I was like, what's the ones I just need to have
right,
to get
I'll
to
take
the country?
My chances. Yeah.
I just need the ones that I have just to get to the country. Just give me those.
But and, I do. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was saying, and polio was actually an extra one. That wasn't even like, we had three required, and then polio was like the very next one because that runs rampant in Ghana, pretty much. So I just got the main four.
I have a cousin who doesn't have any vaccinations. He's the same age as Malik, and he doesn't have any vaccinations, and I just wonder what's going to happen to him when it's time to go to school. Yeah, because you have to have your vaccinations.
You
to
have
go
to have
school.
MMR. That's the main one. The measles, mumps, and rubella.
I want to say if you have like religious reasons or something to not get them, you may be able to, but you have to like provide all the documentation stuff. And I don't know how religious they are.
Yeah,
his dad's from Jamaica. Maybe I don't know if that has
anything. Well, now that might be some stuff because like countries like Jamaica and Haiti, they don't, you know, they don't usually believe in more like our modern medicine. They'll do their homegrown traditional herbal stuff and things like that. So that could be it.
I don't know. That's interesting. I held Hunter's vaccines off. I think she got her first round the first couple times she went to the doctor. And then from, like, I would say 1 to 3, she didn't get any. And then she just got caught up this last time I went to the doctor.
I'm always late on vaccinations. Always. Yeah. I get tired of going to the doctor.
I mean, that too. And I was just like, you know, let me let her develop a little more before I just start putting all this stuff in her face.
Terrence got his first couple months. But then, you know, I had a new job with the health insurance kick in.
That too.
So we did run behind a little bit. But he's pretty much caught up now.
We're always playing catch up. But once they turn 2, I think they just get them once again. Year, so
that's
I appreciate
bad.
That on their birthday. That but when before they turn 1, it's like every 3 months or something.
Yes, I was like, oh my! But then again, I think about it as babies; they're so susceptible, especially as newborn. So it's like I rather and with daycare, pink
Girl.
Eye. Like Terrence got pink eye like February.
But then vaccinations don't help that at all.
I know, but it's just like just the idea of like there's all this stuff that can just. Passes through and airborne and all this stuff. I'm just like, you know, let's just be safe.
Yeah, like hand, foot, and mouth. Malik has had hand, foot, and mouth 5 times.
Exactly.
Like, it's 2017. Y'all need to come up with a cure, right. Antibiotic, or something.
Yes.
See, I've been blessed. Luckily, Hunter, I think, got sick once in, like, her first year, but she hasn't been sick since then. That's not another reason you. I was like, we ain't getting no flu shot. This baby don't get
and
sick.
Honestly,
I know, right?
It comes down to your immune system. Because, like, in the wet, like, with your allergies. So, like, just weekend of Halloween, I woke up Saturday, congested, scratchy throat. And so, immediately, I was like, okay, let me just drink some tea. And then while I'm at work, my lower back started hurting. I said, Oh, no, 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 no. Start drinking cranberry juice, get that vitamin C. Instantly, I started feeling better. So it really just comes down to your immune system, how you take care of yourself. Because I really only get sick if I'm really run down and tired, or when, you know, the season is changing and all the crazy weather and stuff. And that just messes with your body temperature. But other than that, it's not that bad.
Interesting. Well, I don't know. I guess do what you think is best. If you feel like you should vaccinate your kids, do it. I would suggest it, just because better safe than sorry. Mm-hmm. But like I said, if you feel some type of way about it, you should just wait. Just don't do it while they're super young. Let their brains and all that develop. If you think that there's a chance that it'll cause them to have something wrong, just wait.
Right. And don't worry about all the extra. Just like, get the basics. Get the basics required. You be all right. And then if something come up, that's what the doctor is there for.
And then if your baby cries, just blame the nurse. That's what I do every time. I'd be like, that mean lady did it.
I know. I do that too. Hunter did really well with her last shots. I was surprised because she hadn't had them in so long. I was like, this ain't going to end well. Y'all hear her on the show. Shots. Y'all know she's not going. Girl,
I hated shots. I hated getting shots. I just hate anything with needles. I hate it. I do not like needles. I was traumatized at a young age.
Right. Well, they'll forget, though. That's what I told my mom. Hunter's fine. She probably forgot already.
Girl, Mahari is so dramatic. She be walking around with that bottom lip poked out for hours after she get them shots.
Like, girl, sit down.
Please.
You are fine.
Oh, I got my babies back, y'all. Y'all know I get my little 2-week breaks, but they're back. And the time changed, and
the time changed.
It was 7:25. Right. I looked at the oven, I thought it was 7:25. Then I looked at my phone, and it was only 6:25.
Right.
I had on pajamas. I clipped toenails. I had given baths. We had dinner. I cleaned up the dinner mess. And it was only 6:25. I was like, 85 more minutes?
Right. I'm sure they were happy to have more time with their mommy, though.
She had the exact, I thought she was going to say like an hour. She was it was 85 minutes.
Right. She counted.
No, the time change be messing me up too, because it gets so dark so fast. Yes. Like today, yeah. I looked up, I said, what time is it? It's 5:30 and the sun is down. Like, it was dark clouds already, like black as night. I was like, wait a minute.
And y'all make sure to do some self-care, because during this time, a lot of people get depressed.
Yeah,
because of how dark it is and how cold it is. A lot of people get depressed during this time. So y'all do some self-care. Take care of yourself. Do some anxiety reduction methods. Do your deep breathing. Just relax. Tell yourself you're beautiful.
Read a good book every day.
Beautiful, gorgeous, honey.
For the men, y'all handsome. Unless you want to say you're beautiful, that's fine,
ugly,
too.
So, it's that time of year where it's getting cold and people are trying to snuggle up, cuffle up, whatever. So, elephant in the room, that we go on dates. And I feel like when you're going on a date and the chemistry's great and this guy is looking at you, or you might be looking at them thinking the same thing. You know, like, oh, you're such a great candidate. You're a great person. You have this great job. You know, bubbly personality, beautiful smile. And then they say, so why are you single? Why are you still single?
That is the dumbest, most annoying question.
But before we judge the question.
The question
you guys
is the abomination of my soul.
But you never ask a guy why he's single?
No, not unless he asks me.
So why are you, let's start at the beginning. Why are you guys single?
I'm crazy. And niggas be playing.
Y'all should see Nika's face right now. Because it do look like she crazy.
Right. It just a little
she
bit.
She had that Cheshire Cat smile.
She is just looking at the mic, like, smiling. Like,
I'm an Aries.
She said, I'm crazy. It's a smile.
Hey, the crazy ones care. Y'all better ask about
us. That's true. I would agree with that.
Crazy ones are ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lex, why are you single?
You know, ask God, because I don't know.
She said she's trying to figure it out herself.
I feel like it's a combination of things. It could, niggas be playing. This is okay. True. All day, every day. It ain't changing. They are going to nig. It could be, you know, that I need to work on some things for myself. You know, self-work, self-love is necessary before you even get in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could just, you know, maybe I am just ugly.
I mean, it is November and we still single.
You know, look, my birthday is next week. I'm just, you know, I
I'm just trying to meet down.
I'm not sure if I'm gonna, you know, get a little
why are you cater, single? Why are you trying to put the heat on us?
I mean, I was gonna answer, but I think I am.
She always asks us first.
So I can figure out what I'm
saying. Right, let me get my answer together.
But I think I'm single because I think I have commitment issues.
Me too, Lauren.
You know,
I have discovered that over the last couple of months.
I have trust issues.
I'm ready, but then when something comes to me that's ready, I'll be like, eh. Plus, and also, men are crazy.
They be lying.
They be lying about little stuff.
I ain't gonna bash.
All day. Right. But women be catfishing too. We gotta keep it real.
Ain't gonna bash.
Everybody be catfishing.
Right, it's 2017. Everybody catfishing.
Mm-hmm. Them Snapchat filters and angles will mess you up.
I actually went on a date with a guy who told me that he was hoping I didn't catfish him.
Damn.
Because it's that bad out here.
Yeah, he was like, you're really pretty. I'm kind of hoping that you aren't catfishing me. I said, get on Snap, because I be ugly on Snap.
Right, bruh. No makeup, no. Scarf on.
I'd be like, ooh, my face needs something.
Half sleep, right. Try to pinch up your cheeks and make them turn red real quick. Like, Lord, put some color in my face.
You having the bonnet on, but trying to make it look sexy.
Right.
And I'll keep it real. Another reason I'm single is because I'm just too busy.
Yeah, that too.
I don't have the time to contribute to a relationship. I don't have time to be checking on you.
And that's one thing I hate. I wish I had the time, because it's like people will be texting me and calling me throughout the day, and I'd be like, okay, I'm going to call them back as soon as I do finish this. And then it'd be like 2 days later, and I'd be like, oh, damn, I'm supposed to call them back.
2 days?
Yes, girl.
Them 91 text messages. Laura got light-skin tendencies.
Oh, my God.
She got light-skin tendencies, y'all. Got 91 unread messages.
It's like, what is you doing? I'm like,
girl, it's all your phone chats.
Right.
It can't be 91 individual
people.
They
gotta be.
It was
group
a lot
chats.
Of chats.
They had to be.
It was
group
a couple
chats.
Of group chats. But
what
couple?
Groups are you in?
What?
91
I got one with my cousins.
How many is in there?
One of my cousins, it's about 10 of us. And then one with my friends, it's about 4 of us.
Get a group
and
meet.
Then ours, it's about 3 of us. So it's always a lot. But I do have very bad commitment and communication problems.
I would say, yeah, mine is, I will say trust issues. And I've struggled with, I'll be vulnerable, y'all. I've struggled with some insecurities. And
we all do.
The low self-esteem. And that has come out to play in a couple of my involvements. And I'm going to be woman enough and take responsibility for it. Because, you know, we have to be transparent.
Hey, that's a word right there.
Definitely
a
word. So I'm woman enough to say that, yes, I too struggle with insecurities.
And men can read that kind of stuff. Yeah, they can tell when you're confident. Too. They can tell when you're insecure. And I feel like if they think you're insecure, they're definitely going to try to take advantage of you.
Especially
and you
if
being insecure,
you're going
to fall for it. Because they out there.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. And then it also pushes them away, because then it's like, well, you got too many issues. I don't need
you
to do
tripping.
You. But, you know, I think about it and it's like, I know I have we all, none of us are perfect. We all have our flaws. Men, women, everyone.
Amen.
And I do feel like when it comes to dating relationships, it's so expected for women to accept the flaws of a man, their non-commitment issues, their trust issues, because they was hurt by one person. And literally, one person. And then it's, I can't trust women anymore. I got a guard on my heart. And the electric cage with the two rabbit pit bulls. And it's like breaking through a damn force field trying to get there. But yet, I feel like with women, we have to come all together in order to have a man want us and love us. And it's like, no, I got problems too. I would like a shoulder to lean on.
Right.
You know, like,
I want you to work with me.
Right.
Break down my walls.
Can you be strong for me one day?
Right.
Like, I need a break.
Right. I be saying all the time, I just want somebody to listen to my problems.
I swear.
Like Granddad on Boondock said, I just want me a white woman with a flat booty who's going to come and listen to my problems.
Granddad.
Like, okay. I'll just be like, you right, Granddad. I just want somebody to come listen to my problems real quick. And we can be, which I know relationships are more than that, but it's just like in the simplest form. Maybe that's a situationship.
I don't know. I just kind of don't want to be bothered sometimes. Like, I want my space when I want it. I want to be with you when I want to be with you.
That
but
too.
I do
want you to
balance.
Stay tonight. I want you to go home at the end of the day. Like, give me some space.
I want to stretch out in my bed after we're done.
Yes. Yeah. After we're done.
Y'all know what y'all do.
For real.
But, you know, I like, even with wanting, there's the good parts of being single, and then there's the good parts of being in a relationship, and then there's the bad parts of being single, and there's the bad parts of being in a relationship. I just want a little balance.
What are the good parts of being single?
That is the freedom of being able to do whatever. Yes,
thank you, Lord.
And whoever.
Hallelujah.
Whenever.
Yeah, all that.
You won't. Or if you don't want to do whoever and you just want that time, that is your prerogative. It's just the freedom of not being able to having the checking like, should I check in on bae today? No, I'm tired. I'm just going to go home and catch up on my shows this week. You know, those kind of things. Or just the freedom to be able to go out and flirt and have fun and be a little, you know, promiscuous if you want to. Like, you have that choice. You know, I feel like the freedom is the best part.
And I agree with that because I was with somebody for almost 10 years. And I just love getting up and going to the club and just dancing the night away and not having to answer to nobody.
Not having to come home. Having
to check my text messages. Right. And it's worrisome. But I just love the freedom. And that's a part of my commitment issues because I just, when a guy starts telling me that he's thinking about being in a relationship, I'd be like, see you later. Fallback game be too strong.
But see, it's different for everyone.
Yeah.
You who was in a relationship for five plus years, almost like,
can I just have a minute?
You just want to live life right now.
Yeah.
For someone, if you haven't, in my case, I have not been in a relationship in 5 years now. I've been in situationships and I've just gone without anything. But I have not been in a boyfriend, girlfriend type of like, this is real serious relationship in a long time. And the last relationship I was in, it blew up in my face. So it's like,
it'd be like that.
You'd be like, okay, you know, don't get me wrong, I've been single, I've been by myself, but I'd like to see what the other side is like.
I mean, I like to see what the other side is like, but I feel like another good thing is the emotional freedom, because it's like, I can pursue my goals and what I need to do without worrying, like, oh, are we going to grow down separate paths? Or are they going to still, you know what I mean?
That's
so it's
point.
Just like, I feel like it'll be easier to meet somebody while I, either when I get there or while I'm on the journey, than having somebody that was with me before my journey and expecting them to love me through change, you know?
Yeah. I was talking to somebody about that the other day. I said, if I happen to meet somebody that I like, I want them to let me be me and set me free, and then having that freedom to be who I am, like, I want to spend more time with them and be around them more. But I don't want to be with someone who has insecurities, because I am a very ambitious person, and I think that can be scary to men sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
Like, if there's alpha men and beta men, I've never heard anybody say the term alpha female, but I feel like I am an alpha female.
Right.
And I think that turns a lot of men off.
Alpha females are real.
Yeah, I think it turns men off, too. Like, they don't want you to be too mouthy or too, not even mouthy, but just, like, too in control.
Right.
And
like,
I don't know.
You can be strong, but not too strong.
Right. Yeah, I would agree with that.
I'm quick to be, like, my mouth. I'm very quick-witted. And I will call you out on your stuff. I will ask you the question you don't want to be asked. But I think it turns a lot of men off. It turns some men on. Because when I spit out, like, I'm a single mom. I got 2 kids. I'm in grad school. I'm working on a podcast. I got, you know, I think men like to hear me say that. But they don't like the strongness of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm
and
too
that's
strong.
A lot for them to deal with. Like, if you're a person that already is, like, on.
Because it's, like, pressure on them. It's like, oh, I got to have my shit together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with that. So, are you guys trying to change your single status? Are you okay with where it's at?
I feel like I'm okay because I've had good guys come along and let me know that they're interested, and I'm just not ready. I'm not ready. And
I
don't
want to
mess up anybody.
Right.
I don't want to lead anybody on. But it makes me sad because they are good guys. And it's like, this is about to pass me by. This is what I want, and it's about to pass me by because I'm not ready for it. It's kind of scary.
I be wondering if guys.
Yeah, I think
like
that's
that.
Where I think that's why I have commitment issues, because it's scary. It's just like, you could be everything I want,
but I don't know. So I'm gonna fall back.
I know.
My fallback game is so strong.
Right. It's silly when you think about it. We need to be hopping on it, not falling back.
Right.
Maybe.
But if I'm not ready, I'm gonna ruin it.
True. Yeah, that's true too. Very true.
And I don't want to, I feel like I've been breaking a couple hearts.
Heartbreaking, you got the best of me.
Oh, right. So, Lex, are you trying to change your single status, or are you like?
I'm in a place where it's like, I would like to, like, I'll be honest, I would like to be in a relationship right now. But at the same time, I'm also a place that's like, I can't really do too much to change it. Only God knows when I'm going to be in one. So I'm just keeping the options open, and when that person that steps up and comes along, hopefully there, I pray that the person that God wants me to be with, whether it's someone I'm talking to currently or later down the road, that when it's time, I'll just know and I won't doubt, because I know where my trust issues come into place, because I've been told the, you know, I just need to focus on me and I'm just not ready.
That's me.
And then next thing you know, they got a girl on the gram. Wait, I thought she wasn't ready. Okay, you know, right, like,
I hate that.
I've been given the excuses, I've been lied to. So,
like, bruh, just be real. Just right. Be a man about it, like Toni Braxton said.
Just be a man about it.
Okay, right.
That's the thing. Okay, okay. I was feeling it. But yes, I want it to be right. And of course, with having a child now, it's like,
you have to be very careful.
I have to be careful. Like, I have to make sure whoever I'm with is going to be okay with, one, me having a child, two, being able to know that, like, you're going to be a fatherly figure, and I want to make sure that Terrence's father is able, you know, they can get along and it's not gonna be a whole bunch of drama, because nobody right. wants baby mama or baby daddy drama,
for real.
So it's just, I just want it to be right, and I just want it to be within God's will, and I just want to be like, you know, Lord, just tap me and let me know it's
right.
time.
Hey, that's him.
That's
right.
Him. That's you him. Know, just let me know and I will be okay. It, right. just like, he right there. Or if you could just like, God, when is he coming? He'll be here in 2019.
Right.
Let me know.
Right. So I don't know if I'm trying to change my single status or not. I would like to have something to do, which that's probably to yeah. let you know that I'm not ready to be unsingle. But it would be nice to have just like a little B-U-D-D-Y. To hang out with.
Music? And I was like, why did she spell that?
You know,
B-U-D-D-Y.
Don't be shy. You know,
give it a try.
It would be nice to just have a friend to hang out with. And then if something more serious came along, we could do that. But it's just mm-hmm. like, you know, I deserve to be in the company of a nice man.
Yes.
You do.
You know, you do. I would like to pursue a relationship. But even before that, like, I want to get to know you. You get to know me type
right.
deal.
Yeah.
I don't want a whole relationship right now. I just want I'm probably sounding like a nigga right now, because I just want the kind of the benefits. And I don't just mean sexual benefits, but I just want, like, you know, the companionship, the camaraderie.
I want somebody to put my head up. I won't lie.
I mean, that'll work. That works too.
I want someone that says,
and I won't friend zone you at the end. I promise.
Right. Yeah. I'll be grateful. I'll be grateful for to be texting someone through the day, and they're like, "Well, what you eating for dinner?" I'm like, "I don't know." I'm like, "They're like, don't worry about it. I'm coming over and cooking." Bless you. Like that.
Right. You jumping from lake to ocean. We might need a little river up in there to connect us first.
I mean,
who is doing that?
I'm a hopeless romantic. Sorry.
Right.
I just want to be catered to everyone.
Before
once
we
in a
started
while.
Recording, Lex was watching a video of somebody getting engaged. She really is a hopeless romantic.
I am. I can't help myself. Which my mama is.
There's nothing wrong with that.
My grandmama is. Like, we love Pretty Woman. Like,
oh my God, love
Dirty
that
Dancing.
That's my mom's favorite movie, Pretty Woman. But, like, it's nothing wrong with that, but I've, like, just baby steps. And that's why I be trying to tell myself too, you know, baby steps.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe I just need to hop up in the puddle and just get wet and call it a day.
Well, maybe she's got to come over right. and cook for me.
I'm going to leave the analogy alone.
I just really want to be catered to, just every once in a while. Just be catered to. Whether it's you bring me some food, you come and give me a massage, we Netflix and chill.
So that's Lex's plug
with
Shame. Most of their plugs. Shameless plug. I can't even talk. But so going back to a question we kind of talked about a second ago. So you guys never have asked a guy, why are you single?
Only after he asked me.
Yeah, that's it. It's only in response. I've never come out and be like, so why are you single?
See, I've said that a couple times.
What was your response? What'd you get?
Yeah.
It's usually the same old, I'm like just working a lot, I'm busy, I'm trying to figure out life, I had some situations that didn't work out, woo-doo-doo. I mean, it'd be damn near the same BS answers we give. Mm-hmm. You know?
I have time to be like that
a bullshitter will recognize
tails.
Bullshit.
I'd be like this, just like, Because I really don't know what to say. Like, I want to be like, well, one minute I say, well, I just haven't met the right guy yet. Yeah. And then other times I just be like, especially if they start naming all the good qualities that I know I have. And then just like, so why are you single? And I feel like it turns around on me as if it's possibly something I'm doing. And then I start thinking, well, shit, what am I doing wrong?
I mean, you know, but I don't, when I ask the question, my bad, go ahead.
No, you can go.
When I ask the question, I don't mean it like as in a negative way, but my thing is like, so obviously you're a nice guy. Obviously women are trying to get at you. Obviously you have the power to get back at them, but why don't you want to? Well, no, it's not that I'm saying what's wrong with you, but I'm saying why don't you want to settle down? Why don't you want to be in a relationship? So why are you single is kind of what I mean when I'm asking you.
Like every time, most of the time when I meet a nice guy, I'd be like, what's wrong with you? Because I feel like most of the good men are taken, but I don't know. And when I have thought that question, what is wrong with you? They've had a girlfriend, or they crazy.
I mean, don't block your blessing.
Or they're emotional.
If they had a girlfriend or something was going on.
No, like they have a girlfriend at that time. They
yeah, that's
taken.
What I'm saying. That's something wrong with them. But at that time, don't block your blessing just by thinking, oh, something got to be wrong. This nice guy. Because why don't you deserve a nice guy to be interested in you?
Yeah.
And to have nothing, you know what I mean? What's wrong with the perfect lady?
I love you as a friend.
Great guy coming along and being
for
you.
I think for me, it's, sometimes I'd be thinking, okay, he really nice. He got all these qualities, like, it's too, dog, this too good to be true, bro. Like, is this really happening?
Yeah.
And then that's really what it is. Is it like, this gotta be too good to be true? Because it's like, every time I've gotten to the place of thinking, okay, maybe he might be, boom, crack, like crash and burn every time.
WTF.
I mean, I don't know. When I've been in them situations.
That sound effect you did.
Just crash and burn.
Sound like a wrecking ball. But when I be in them situations, I just tell myself, you know, maybe he is too good to be true, but I'm going to just play it out and see what happens. Like, I'm not going to totally invest myself because it does seem like it's too good to be true.
I'm trying to do better with that.
But at the same time, I just tell myself, like, what do you have to lose?
Let me tell y'all, I went to get an oil change this weekend.
Story time!
At Jiffy Lube. And the cashier, well, he did the oil changes and I thought he was cute. And he ended up asking me for my number, and I gave it to him. And I was like, well, he works at Jiffy Lube. He probably doesn't make that much money. I have two kids. You know, you need to be financially stable. But anyways.
It does cross your mind when meeting a man.
Yeah. It's
true.
I was like,
well, he works at Jiffy Lube. And then he said he did law enforcement. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe this is just a little side hustle. So then I was texting him later that night, and he said he was about to go do security at a club. I said, so you do law enforcement, security, and you work at Jiffy Lube? He said, yep. I never texted him back.
So what's wrong with, what was the problem?
He had three jobs.
How is he going to be a policeman, security at a club, and work at Jiffy Lube?
Because on call, off call, on duty, off duty.
He doesn't
weekends.
Don't have no kids.
He's lying.
You really think so?
I just love the way she said that.
Right.
He's lying.
What made you think he was lying? Maybe law enforcement and security are the same thing. Maybe he's not a police officer.
Maybe, but it's too late now. I already blocked him, and that's why I'm single.
Right. You need a little river to connect your lake and your ocean, too.
Yeah, because
you did kind of jump.
That man had three jobs. I would have been like, okay,
I don't believe it.
You don't believe three jobs.
I don't believe it.
If he don't have no kids, I could believe it.
Yes, I could.
But if he has kids, hopefully he's somewhere with his kids. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't know. It's more fish in the sea. I'm not going to tell you to go back and unblock a man now, you know.
Yeah,
maybe falling
now.
Like the rain,
oh, no,
girl. We ain't running
now.
Out. But still, just next time, maybe try to get a river and connect some dots in between your lake and your ocean.
Give
you
him
think
a chance,
that, right?
Nika. Y'all see her face right now. She said, she tightened up real quick. She said, no. Okay, so speaking of being single, I do have a question. Are there levels to being single? I've heard the term fake single.
Oh, yeah.
Are we single and pursuing? Are you single? Like, I just want to be by myself. I'm not dating. What are the levels to being single? What would y'all say?
It's levels.
I don't know. Like, what are the levels?
I mean, I don't know, but there's definitely fake single. Mm-hmm. When you, like, on social media talking about you single, but all your close friends know and his friends know
you
or whoever else know, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you really getting some D thrown up on you on the side.
Or fake
single. Is that fake single if you just getting some D, you know?
I consider fake single saying, like, you out here acting single, but you in a whole relationship. Don't come and meet in the club. So
I'm
like,
that's what I would think about.
Let's chop it up. And then I find you. Who is this on your Instagram page? That's a wedding ring emoji in your info, in your bio. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
That's fake single.
I think it's both though, because people be talking about, I'm single, I ain't got no hoes,
but you got hoes.
You got a main one that you know, have been carrying on with for some time. But it's levels to being single.
Definitely. I would say there's also, you could be single but not looking for a relationship. And yeah, I feel like that's when you just getting you some D or Unani for you the fellas. Not. Or you just by yourself. I feel like if you are single, that is, I'm single, I ain't looking, I'm just, it's me and Jesus right now.
That's me.
Well, I don't know what I am.
That's me.
I guess.
I'm just, I don't know.
You could be single and playing the field.
Dating around. Yeah, that's what I'm doing, because I am dating.
Okay. Yeah. Niggas out here dating.
I'm getting some free meals.
Come on,
girl, shut up. That's free game. You just giving it up.
I consider myself involuntarily single. That is the term I made up. I might have said this before in a previous episode. Because I am single. I'm not a relationship.
Y'all should see her face.
I would like to go on a date every now and then. I would like to be dating frequently like Miss Nika over here. But I don't get to go on dates. So I am involuntarily single because I'm not making I'm not sitting here saying, no, I'm not going on dates. It's just, it's not happening. So I am involuntarily
I've been trying single. To tell Lex what she needs to do to go on some dates, but she don't listen.
I've been trying.
I'm not going to release what we do over the
podcast. I text y'all. I told y'all.
Lex don't listen to nobody.
Nope.
Y'all not going to do is shut me on this episode.
We're not. I'm just
We're
saying.
Not. What y'all not
gonna do?
We've
been trying to throw some pointers your way. Y'all wanna listen?
I do. You have been doing a few things.
You know what?
We're not talking about me right now.
We gonna move right
on. We're talking about everybody. This is a free for all. Okay.
Right.
I was saying me and Nika trying to give you advice, Miss Lauren. Lauren is the most shyest person ever.
She is.
I'm not that shy. I'm a quiet person. I'm very reserved.
Shy.
But if I feel like I see something out there that I need to just jump on, like, ooh, Lord. Then I'm a, you know.
She gonna make you do what it do.
Me too. I don't have a problem. A lot of girls wait for men to approach them. But if I see somebody in the club and I think it's cute, I have no problem approaching him.
I feel like you need to approach me.
I'm a very good wingman, by the way.
Oh, Lex is the best.
Fly with me. Fly with me. Like Kevin Hart said.
Girl. Lex, I'm through with you.
But yes, everyone needs a good wingman, both men and women. If y'all ain't got a good wingman,
while
y'all
out here single,
you gotta have a good wingman. One that you trust and one that's gonna set you up for that pick and roll to shoot your shot.
So yeah, alley. And it's, you know what, it's crazy because as long as I've been in the game, which really ain't that long, but back in the day, we never had wingmen. We would just go out and we would just rack them up and it didn't even matter. But it's like, once you get older, I guess, you need that.
You need a wingman.
You need that co-pilot.
I'm actually really shy, so, and Lex is not, so.
No, Lex be out there.
She was trying to push me towards somebody. I almost had a heart attack. That peer pressure. I was not ready for that peer pressure.
I just want everyone to flourish. I have said this before.
She said, go over there, everyone,
to flourish. Okay, so there was this one time. Story time. So there was a one time when Nika went out. We were celebrating her getting into grad school.
Yes.
And there was a guy she had her eye on the whole time. So, of course, I'm like, go ahead, girl.
Oh, I think I was there.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was there.
I thought she wasn't there either. Okay, so yes, I said, yeah, go ahead, girl. And as soon as she was trying to make her move, someone tried to swoop in and divert. But I, as the clever wingman.
Right.
Oh, it was awful.
He really tried. I was like, so I, being the clever wingman, it was the man's friend, because you know there's always a friend trying to get on. Not the one you want. So while the friend was trying to get on Nika, I was playing save and rescue, and I said, hey bro, she really been checking you out. No shade to your friend, but she was on her way to come talk to you because I peeped you looking at her. And he started laughing. He was like, okay, so I'm about to run some interference real quick so she can come talk to you. And they end up talking and exchange numbers.
She got 1,000 real nigga points that night.
All right.
I'm the real Lex.
Gone, Lex. And they're making them connections. She was your lake. I mean, your river that night.
Yes. I was the river. She was your lake and the ocean.
Right. She definitely was. So, it's November. I see the bean floating around and said, if it's November and you ain't been cuffed yet, you ugly. So, hopefully that don't mean we ugly, because it's definitely November. We not cuffed yet. But cuffing season, draft picks, hopefully y'all got a team.
I'm about to look up the timeline, low key.
I feel like I have a couple potentials that I could draft.
I just ain't got time.
That's the other thing. If I actually put in the time, I feel like they could be out there.
Some potentials, and that's what I was saying. Like, they are good guys, but
right.
it's me. It's me. Right. I can't even blame
you. I hate
it's
to say
me. It really do be. And I'm real sorry.
So right now, it's November 1st. This is free agency right now. So
oh, definitely you, free agency.
You should have already made your roster cuts. Preseason has already ended. This is free agency, so anybody can get it right now.
I don't have it done.
But the trade deadline apparently is next week. So
you better. So let me ask y'all this. What stats does a player need to get on your team?
Ooh, stats. You know. Stats. He needs to have a job.
Amen.
He needs to have everything that I have.
Amen.
He needs to have a house, an apartment, a car. He needs to have the necessities. And he just needs the necessities. And I like an educated man.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We got to at least be on the same level playing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and to say this, there are plenty of educated men who necessarily don't have a college degree or went to a university. But you may have went to...
I'm so sick of her.
Went to a job corps or trade school, a culinary school. I will take that because that is still an education. You have a field, a career, a passion, something you're working towards, just like I am. So I'll take that too. I'm fine with that. Or at least be pursuing some type of higher education.
Like we have said on previous episodes, ambition.
Yes, ambition.
What about any physical stats? Any requirements, physical requirements they must meet?
Well, there is one.
You got to be my height or taller, bro. I can't.
Oh, damn it. You tall.
I'm 5'7". Yeah. I'm tall.
Well, you ain't that tall, but...
Over 5'5", that's the average height for a girl. I'm 5'7".
Well, I mean, there's a lot of men out there.
I'm 5'6". I feel like there's a lot of short men in Indiana.
And when I put on heels, I'm probably at least 5'9", depending on how high the heel is. So, therefore, I need to at least be able to look at you or up at you.
That's valid, I think.
I like tall men, and there's a lot of short men here, and I like to wear heels.
Yes.
You know, I would like to lift my head up and give you a kiss.
Reach up, yes.
Yeah.
I like me a tall drink of water.
But, I mean, if he's a nice guy, I will date a short man. Right? Because it don't matter.
Because face!
Right, it don't matter, though.
I will date.
Nice is nice.
She said that with so much emphasis.
Something is wrong with y'all. But a nice guy is a nice guy. I feel like, I don't know, I like tall guys too. I don't know a woman that doesn't like tall guys. I don't think you'll ever find a woman that says, yeah, I like them nice and short.
I'm not a...
I like nerds. Well,
you like nerds?
Yeah.
I like nerds. I like to turn them out.
I don't want to say I have like certain types or certain purposes. Like some people, like, I only have to date light skin. I only date dark skin. Like, I'll take a light skinned man, but I'm not going to lie. I find myself drawn to the brown and dark chocolates of them. I like the Hershey's, okay? I like Hershey Kiss.
Yeah.
And some pretty white teeth. Whew, that's my weakness. You smile and it goes ting. That's my weakness.
Right. I like me a built man. Like, you got to be able to sack a player. Like,
but
you know?
A good teddy will do you right too.
A good teddy? I could do a teddy. But I can't really do the super skinny guys. Like, you got to be able to pick me up or grab some, like, some meat on your arms.
I don't want to worry about crushing you when I'm doing my thing.
I've always felt like I want to sit on your lap and feel secure. Yes. I don't want to have to, like, feel like I'm holding my weight so that I don't
break your leg.
Then my legs start shaking because I'm trying to hold myself together.
Right.
Can't even be comfortable till skinny ass. I'm just kidding, y'all. Nothing against skinny men.
Right. I was about to say I also don't want to worry about suffocating you, but you know that's another conversation.
Right, for real. But they'll be all right.
And
I like me some muscles. You ain't gotta be bodybuilder, but I like a nice little.
I like some weight on
six pack, little something to hold on to. When you wrap me up and hold me, I just want to feel secure. Like, ooh, can't nobody. And you gotta smell good. Whew.
Oh yeah, smelling good is the definite
smelling good
plus.
Is key, major key. Smell good.
Major women gotta smell good too. Somebody told I was watching this comedy show and he was like, "Ladies, put that perfume on the back of your neck." I've been doing it. It works.
Right. I definitely got to do a little spritz down. Oh, you smell so good. Like, live for that.
I love it. And like, oh, you smell.
Yes, I do. Well, yes, I do.
Thank you.
Like, I'll get you a little sup.
I'll get you a little snack.
Be all entranced and whatnot.
So, you guys both said you don't have a team, which is unfortunate.
It is.
But the season's not over. It's just early in the season. So
maybe, you know, I'll be looking forward to the birthday. The birthday could be a good team building day.
Well, good team building exercise day.
I actually told myself that I was going to stay single until I turned 27. Then maybe I would feel more motivated to actively look. But I just feel like I have a lot going on right now. And I just want to take this time to get to know myself. And it feels good to do so. I'll still talk to people and entertain people in that time. But I don't know. I just don't think I'm ready for a boyfriend.
Yeah. See, I was in that phase for a long time, but now I feel like I'm ready to date. I feel like the last couple episodes I've been talking about how I'm just enjoying the single life and how I want to be single. But it's like lately, it's just like, I want to date.
Girl, it's just cold outside. That's all that is.
No, but
you wait
even.
Until the summertime come around.
I don't know. I just want to do something.
I
want to
date
like
in the summertime too. Different. Shoot. We can go on trips in the
environment. Right? Like I'm summertime. Trying to be on level two.
Oh. I do date. In the summertime.
I love the wintertime. It's cold and I do be cold, but it's just like this is when I was born. This is my season, baby.
Right.
This is I just be ready to be out in the cold with my little coat, like, we jigging, thigh high boots. You know?
I've been looking for me a nice pair of black ones too.
Yeah, I got some black ones, some gray ones.
I need some boots.
A flat pair of black ones. But yeah, girl, them boots. This is our season, Lex. Turn up.
Birthday twins.
Right.
You don't act like you ain't about to be out here celebrating with us.
Right, so are y'all mad about being on a team?
No.
It's like a guy puts you
I expect to be on a team.
Because he's
really?
On the team. I mean,
yeah.
I'm just saying.
Really? And that's not, I say I expect to be on a team as far as me looking down, but
it's just you being realistic.
It's being realistic.
Yeah,
and niggas are going to, let's be real, niggas are going to shop around all day, week, month, year long before they actually make a choice. And
but
so,
who wouldn't?
And exactly. Yeah, and right. And because I'm going to shop around because I'm not just, I don't want to just settle on this one person because there's plenty of fish in the sea. So why not sample a little bit before you make your final entree?
We're young. We are young. We still have plenty of time to be looking for people. I'm like Lex, I expect to be on a team too. Not like in a bad way, but it's unrealistic for me to think that a nigga is talking to me and only me because I'm not talking to him and only him.
Especially if they known in that. Ladies, if you talking to one of these club promoters, someone that I had this conversation with her today.
Not a club promoter.
Please,
don't.
Please, if you are talking to any of these club promoters, anyone that is famous in NAP,
local
I need you to be smart. Be smart. You are not the only one, sweetie. So do not get serious.
But
don't have no expectations. Don't have no standards. Just
we'll have standards.
We'll have
no expectations.
I mean standards as far as
I mean I
going
know,
serious.
But still.
You know, yes, but I mean standards as far as getting serious.
Don't have no standards.
Just bust it wide open for him.
Just don't set yourself up for failure. That's all I'm saying. Do not set yourself up for failure, because you will lose every time.
So what? How do y'all feel when people say don't go into relationships with expectations because you'll be disappointed?
I feel like there's a difference between expectations as far as qualities of a man versus expectations of being in a relationship. I'm going to have my standards as far as how I should be treated, what I expect from you, things like that. But when I come to as far as expectations of a relationship, I can't immediately think, okay, we went on one date, he's the one. Like, no, that's unrealistic.
Hey, that's me.
Right. It takes time to really get there. So yeah, I'm guilty of not just not one date, but you be talking all the time and be like, okay, I really, really like them. I think this is really gonna be it. And then I end up with egg on my face. So
I mean,
had to try to not immediately put all my eggs in one basket.
I wouldn't say let go of all your expectations. I would say you need to be realistic. But I mean, if you are doing certain things when we first start out and you are a certain person when we first start out, I'm going to expect you to still be that person with that same moral code,
mm-hmm.
same values, same romantic
mm-hmm.
style. I'm going to expect you to still be that.
Yep, definitely.
I would say I wouldn't put expectations on the future and like where we're going to go. Like, I wouldn't expect us to just get married just because we decided, okay, we're in a real relationship. I wouldn't just expect, oh, this is going to be my husband one day. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't set those type of expectations. But I'm going to expect you to be the same stand-up guy you were in the beginning.
If you're with a man and you don't have expectations of him because you feel like you're going to be disappointed, you don't need to be with him.
Right.
Because I think having expectations is a part of growth and development in a relationship. Like, I expect this of you. And that needs to be an open conversation to be had. Like, what do you expect of me?
Right.
Y'all ain't trying to have that conversation, though. Mm-hmm. Which brings up the other dreaded question. What are we?
That's the worst. That's the second worst question.
I don't ask that. Not at this point in my life.
I can't remember. Because I don't want you to ask me. But
but I feel like, I just like, as with being single, that what are we is the next most hated question.
I mean,
because you're asking for a definition, because it's like, okay, we've been doing this. Am I still single? Am I only yours? Like the meme with Future that says, well, what are we? And you'd be like, well, I'm single, but you're mine. Wait a minute.
Right. This is how you know I might be crazy, because I don't think I've ever asked that question. I think I've kind of just like forced my way into being the girlfriend. Like, okay, so we're doing this now. Like, you know what I mean?
You forced your way.
I mean, just like, you know, I'm going to start calling you my boo, my boyfriend, my situation. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I kind of skip over that question and just be forcing myself, which is probably isn't smart at all. But yeah.
I have never asked that question. I don't want you to ask me that question. Can we just be?
But I need answers. So either I'm going to start assuming making plans and making us this thing, or we're going to have that conversation, which I'd rather do it my way and just like turn it into something.
Yeah.
I'd rather ask
in a way of what are you looking for? Because if you
what are you looking for?
If you say, I'm not looking for a relationship, then I know to put you over here in this category. If you'd be like, oh, I'm open to a relationship, but I'm waiting to see what happens. I'm like, okay, that means you are open to it, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. I'd rather ask it in that way. I have asked, what are we? And yeah, it was bad.
What's your tryout process for your draft picks? What do they have to do to try out for the team?
They have to take me on a nice date. Mm-hmm. We have to have a nice conversation on the date.
You also have to keep communication consistent.
Consistency.
So now, I'm not saying I have to have a good morning text every day, because you can send a good morning text to just about anybody. They're nice, don't get me wrong. But you can send a whole mass text and nobody would know. But I think I'll be getting them
because it's like 3 months and I haven't talked to you, but you still texting me good morning every morning.
Exactly.
I'm on a list.
You are on a list, you are on a roster, you are on a team. Know it, know the signs and recognize it and know it well. But, you know, like, okay, like, you may text me good morning. We text here throughout the day. Now, we may not, so that's Monday. We don't text on Tuesday. But then you text me again on Wednesday. That's cool, because we have our lives. We ain't got to talk every single day. But don't text me on Monday, and then I don't hear from you for 2 weeks. And then they'd be like, good morning, beautiful.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Let's not do that.
What gets a number saved in your phone?
You gotta be smooth, bro. I mean, we have to at least go on a date. I say after a date, you get saved. Well, after a good date. If it's a bad date, I'm gonna be like, yeah,
If I've gotten multiple numbers in one night, I'll give them a name, because I don't want to confuse nobody.
Well, I mean, if I'm drinking,
confuse yourself.
Yeah, I'll be like, who is this?
If drinks were involved, I'm probably saving your name, because I know I'm gonna forget.
Yeah,
right.
I'm calling
Derek Thomas and Thomas Harrison, and you'd be like, wait, that's not who I was. Oh, my
somebody
bad.
Texted me the other day and asked me to post their flyer on Instagram, and I was like, bro, like, your number's not even saved in my phone.
Right.
Who are you?
That's who this is.
Like Black Youngster said, identify yourself.
Right. You should have been like, do we get in free if we post this?
Like, reveal your number's yourself. Not saved in my phone. You think I follow you on Instagram?
Right.
What? Oh my God. All right.
So, what's on your tryout process, Lex? Besides being consistent, taking you on a nice date.
Consistent, yeah, take on a good date, good conversation.
Are there physical tryouts before they make the real team?
Oh yeah, you gotta be a good kisser. That's the first one.
Good kisser.
And I have to feel some type of chemistry, something that's gonna keep me intrigued. Like, yeah. So for example, I went on a date with someone I met at Rooftop, and it was no spark, no nothing there. It was like, he was nice, conversation was cool, but it was just like a lot of, so what do you do in your spare time? So what do you think of this? So, like, when you're doing a lot of the so questions, it's right. Just it's not there. But when the conversation is easygoing and it flows and you can vibe and it's like, okay, like, you, I should feel like we can just kick it and just have fun. Like, yeah. Not even on some lovey-dovey type stuff. Like, I just want to be able to feel like we vibe together. And then, you know, the physical and all that comes in later. I just feel like that helps grow the attraction. Like, especially if you make me laugh. You got to be able to make me laugh.
Definitely. Got to be able to make me laugh. You have to be smart. You have to have some sense. And I don't like typos.
He got sense, y'all.
I don't like typos.
I don't like typos. And other than that, I just really don't know because, honestly, I'm not looking for anything right now. So I wouldn't even know
where to begin. I do like for someone...
I sound awful.
I like someone to be well-rounded. Like, yeah. I love music.
I love that.
But I also love sports. Yes, I love fashion and clothes. But also, like I said, I love my sophisticated ratchet stuff. But then I also like to talk about politics and the Black community. And I want us to be able to like speak to my sapiosexual side, so I can be like,
right.
"Ooh, you're intelligent." Because intelligence is sexy on a man.
Yes, it is.
I'm telling you, like, if you can be like, "Have you read this book?" And you know, and it
show me how you're gonna be king
life.
Of this castle, so I can crown you one time.
Come on, king of the castle,
and the good taste in music. Mm-hmm. There's just something about that.
Yes, especially. When it's like intellectually sexual music that's like, you know.
It ain't a bunch of rap music with a bunch of cuss words. And I do love my trap music.
Right.
But when you can discuss the metaphors and.
Yes.
And even if like a man, like, cause I sing and I dance, but like even if a man that can't sing or dance but can be like, recognize the harmonies or just if we're able to talk about all that, I'd be like, yes. Yes, yes, you get me. I get you. Let us vibe together.
Right. So we are getting close to time, but on our way out, I want to throw out a quick game of Would You Rather.
Ooh, yay! Oh,
yeah. Right, involving being single. So would you rather be single and not get married until you're 45? Then when at 45, you marry a man that's like the man of your dreams, but at 45. So he's older, he has money, and he doesn't have any kids yet. But you're just older. Or would you rather get married, let's say, by between the ages of 26 and 30. But he's short, round, bald. He makes good money. He can take care of your kids, but it's just not who you want. Would you rather wait for the older man when you get old, who's like attractive and everything?
Yeah. As much as I would love to be married by 33 or around that time, I'd rather wait. Because if I get married to someone I really don't want, we're not going to make it no way. And it's just, that's wasted time. Then that's a space someone else could have been that I actually really do want. So that waiting gonna be hard, Lord Jesus. But I would wait.
And the age that I get married doesn't really bother me. I don't know if I just feel that way because I'm young right now.
But even if you're 45, what if you want to have more kids? And like by the time you're 45, it's just like, well, I guess we could try and see if I make it.
I always say I don't want any more kids. I'm done.
Well, that's because you got two.
Right.
You got the two. You got the American dream 2.5.
Right.
My stair steppers. But I feel like I'm very career focused right now. So I just feel like that's gonna happen to me anyway. I'll probably get married when I'm in my late 30s. But it doesn't really bother me because I would hate to be with a man and him not let me be myself or me just rushing because I was getting anxious. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to be genuine. I guess if I'm 45, that's when it happens. Ain't no more kids, though. So, sorry for you.
Well, would you rather marry a rich guy that doesn't really have a lot of time for you, but he takes care of everything and he's attractive? Or would you rather be the breadwinner and your husband stays home with the kids? If he really loves you and he's really genuine, he takes really good care of everything.
That's a hard one.
Mm. But see, I know I would want that quality time. I don't want to feel like ignored or alone in my own house. Like we just walking around each other because you're always busy and you're never home. Like you need that quality time is what helps make a relationship and keeps your bond going. So if we're never around each other, yes, you take care of everything, but we're not spending time. We're not growing together. We're not doing anything. So it's just like, why am I here? Why are you here?
To pay these bills.
Dang, that's a hard one. And I feel like women don't respect men who don't work.
No.
That's true.
Not like they should.
Especially if
we won't respect if we don't work.
Right. And I mean, that is a very noble character. You want to stay at home and take care of these kids, I applaud you because I do that's true. It's hard. But I don't know. I just feel like we don't respect men who don't work. And I think about my family and how they would clown him because he didn't have a job. But
the Bible does say if a man don't work, he don't eat.
He don't eat.
And I'm a firm believer in that.
But if you're the breadwinner, I mean, you're making enough money to take care of everything.
Right.
I mean, it could be a little Bernie Mac situation. He could be a comedian or something and he go to work.
Right. You got to find a loophole.
Right.
It got to be a way.
That's a hard decision.
Yeah, that is hard. I mean, I don't know because... Yeah, it is hard. It's like, I would love to have everything taken care of, but at the same time, like you said, Lex, I do want that quality time, and I want my kids to feel appreciated by their dad.
Mm-hmm. And I would feel like we didn't know each other if right. we weren't able to spend time together. Like, even if we know each other at the beginning and you didn't have this nice job, but you ended up getting it towards the end, like, things would change.
Right.
And I don't know. Hopefully, we would be able to manage it. Dang. I think I'm going to go with the stay-at-home dad. Because I'd be tired.
Right.
Because I'd be tired. And right now, I go to work and I come home and I take care of my kids. And, you know, it'd be nice to tag team with somebody.
Right.
Okay, so I have a would you rather. Would you rather be with someone, because, you know, sexually speaking, they, you know, they make all the bells and whistles go off. Would you rather be with that, just that same person up until someone comes along and be like, okay, I want to be with you? Or would you rather sample different courses?
So you're saying, would we rather have one just friends one of benefit your, versus having multiple?
Yes. Would you? What would you
rather? If I had one good one, I would definitely stick with that one. I would love to just stick with one. Because then I can do whatever I want.
With that one person. See, I find it hard because it's like, I would like to just be able to have that one person. Because it's like, okay, I know it's just me and you. But at the same time, it's like, if I'm single, I would like to sample other delicacies, you know. So, and I feel like if what happens when my one person drop out, I need a backup plan.
I mean, that's true. That's when I'll find other ones, or maybe I won't, but I just don't like dipping my pen in multiple.
Right, for sex number preservation.
True.
And, I know, right? Yeah. For real.
I have a meme that says, best head comes from the little dick nigga. The best dick comes from an asshole, but to get both, you gotta find you a broke nigga.
Bruh.
And that is true.
I'm just not even commenting because of the accuracy. So
that is so true.
Right. So on that note, we're gonna go ahead and get out of here. Mm-hmm. But thank you for listening to Ladies Night. Again, you can follow us on Twitter at Ladies Night Podcast or Ladies Night PC. Instagram at Ladies Night Podcast, Facebook Ladies Night Podcast. Again, we just added the new episodes to SoundCloud. So we are now on SoundCloud, Podomatic, and iTunes, coming up in the game. Thank you to all of our listeners for listening. Miss Nika has a positive word for us she's going to take us out with.
Okay, this is from Nicole Bitchy's Instagram page at XO Nicole, Nicole with an E. Being uncomfortable is a powerful place to be in. One of our greatest setbacks is using our struggles as an excuse to stay the same. And I think that is so true. I've been uncomfortable for almost 2 years now, but I have grown so much. And it kind of makes you fearless and definitely want to be scared. Fear ain't from God, y'all.
Amen. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but right. the power of love and a sound mind. Hallelujah.
And if you're scared, go to church. So on that note, thank you for listening again. Follow us on social media. Send us emails at ladiesnightformoms@gmail.com. And we'll catch you all next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Adios.